Should pregnant women take DHA or supplemental DHA and EPA recommended for others?
Sure. DHA and EPA are 20 and 22 carbon long omega-3 fatty acids. Plant-sourced omega-3 fatty acids are primarily 18 carbon long that our body then has to take and elongate into the 20 and 22 carbon varieties. We also know that DHA and EPA are critically important for the developing fetus and its neurologic system, including the brain. Arguably, if a woman were eating a healthy plant-based diet that was low in fat and didn't have a lot of added either animal or plant fats and had adequate intakes of the plant-sourced omega-3s, her body would then be able to take those omega-3s and elongate them in an efficient enough fashion that her fetus would develop normally. And I personally know a number of vegan women who have successfully gone through conception and pregnancy and even lactation while being strict vegans. However, why take the chance? A little margin, I mean, a cushion of safety is always a good thing. I'm not saying that, I subscribe to the more is always better, but I'm saying that with a baby, it's just like taking a multivitamin during pregnancy to make sure you're getting adequate levels of B vitamins, which are important for warding off neural tube defects. I think it's a good idea for a pregnant woman to take some plant-sourced, not animal source like the krill and fish oils, because they come with a host of toxins and biological poisons that are not good for a baby's brain. But I think it probably is a good idea to take some supplemental DHA, EPA, just to make sure she's got that margin of safety. Now, I'm going to end that by saying, I am not an obstetrician or a pediatrician, and if there are plant-based obstetricians and pediatricians out there who want to weigh in on that subject, I would wholeheartedly encourage them to do that. But just in my opinion, it's probably a good thing to just take a little extra to make sure that the developing baby has all it needs.
What's wrong with yogurt? Don't we need probiotics?
Well, first of all, let's make it clear there are two different kinds of yogurt. There's dairy-based yogurt, which is made from milk, which again, mammalian milk should not be consumed by, number one, a different species, number two, by adults. And there are all the problems associated, the inflammation, the carcinogenesis, and so forth associated with dairy-based yogurt formulations. So let's just throw that right out the window now, okay? And God help anybody who's underneath that window. So you can have plant-based yogurts. There's soy yogurts. There are other types of plant-based yogurt as well. And these yogurts are made by fermenting a protein source with bacteria that cause it to form this gooey, creamy substance. It's an option. Is it necessary? No. And you say, well, what about probiotics? Well, first of all, 10 years ago, wasn't nobody talking about probiotics. Okay, and that was primarily because we didn't have the appreciation of the importance of our gut microbiome that we do now. Well, every time, we learn something new about the body, there's going to come crawling out of the woodwork, a bunch of people who want to try and make money off of it. And studies have shown that consuming probiotics can transiently alter the bacterial makeup of a person's colon, but that what's most important for promoting the healthiest gut microbiome and keeping it well established are not probiotics, which will cause a brief increase in certain bacterial species, but they end up being crowded out and flushed out of the colon over a period of a few days. What's most important is actually prebiotics. That is feeding the gut microbiome the compounds these bacteria need to grow, to flourish, and to establish themselves. Well, what are prebiotics? Plant fibers. But it's not, but it's the plant fibers that come from whole plant foods. So it's all of the soluble and insoluble fibers that are found in a whole range of foods. And again, the greater the variety of plant foods you're eating, the better and healthier your microbiome is. And so don't think you can just, you know, take a glass of Metamucil and you're going to get there. That's not going to get you where you need to be. You've got to eat whole plant foods in a great variety. And that's really what's going to help establish the healthiest gut microbiome. And it is much more important than prebiotics. You, if you're eating a healthy, varied plant, whole food, plant-based diet, you don't need the prebiotics. They're not going to hurt you, but you don't need them. I mean, now, the only case where someone might need a prebiotic, so they might prove themselves useful, is let's say someone gets some kind of illness and they have to take antibiotics, which will kill off certain bacteria in the colon. Well, then at that point, ingesting some prebiotics may give the remnant bacteria in the colon a leg up on repopulating itself with healthy strains. But that's the only scenario where I would think that they would be required. Otherwise, you don't really need them. But again, it doesn't hurt. But people shouldn't feel like, I've got to take probiotics. No, you don't. What you have to do is eat a healthy, whole food, varied, plant-based diet.
A recent study claimed vegans have more bone fractures. Is this true?
Again, my penalty flags flying on the field. No. First of all, for reasons that we can't go into, the data in that so-called study was suspect. It was not calculated properly. And there are other additional, and the population they looked at was also somewhat suspect. All the studies that have looked at healthy whole food eating plant-based population show that not only are there not increased risk of fracture, but that people who are plant-based eating a healthy plant-based diet have a lower risk for a bone fracture. Because one of the things that significantly weakens our bones over our lifetime is the ingestion of animal protein, because it causes calcium loss in the urine, which over time leads to osteoporosis. So again, that was just, ridiculous nonsense. And no, just people can throw that crap right out the window. And again, my apologies to anybody standing underneath the window.